Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Receiving and Ministering Healing. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Had these men heard about Jesus? Had to have heard about Jesus, right? Why would they get all excited? If they didn't know Jesus from John or Bob or Tom, nothing would have changed. But when they're sitting there and said, what's going on? What's going on? We can't see. What's all this commotion? They said, you know, that Jesus is coming through, he and his bunch. And when they heard that, they got excited. Why? They must have heard that Jesus is going about doing good and healing all that are oppressed of the devil, for God is with him. They must have heard. They must have heard about the woman with the issue of blood. They must have heard about the man with the withered hand. They must have heard. Must have heard. Because when they heard, it's Jesus. They go, oh, it's Jesus! Over here! Jesus! I know they have faith. They would not have done that if they had no faith. Now, friend, don't hear this like you've heard it before. Don't hear it like you know all of this already. Get this. This applies to you somewhere right now today. I said, this applies to you and to me somewhere right now today. If you have faith, you call out. You reach out. You step out. What if you don't have faith? You don't do anything. You don't call. Now, I got a big question to ask you here. This says just a little bit later, you can leave your place in Romans. Go back to Luke. Just a little bit later here, it says, you know, while they were calling on him, we've already read it twice, that Jesus stopped, didn't he? Jesus is traveling, he's walking, they're moving, great crowd of people. And at some point, Jesus stopped, didn't he? Bible said so. He stopped. Why did he stop? He stopped because they called. Is this right? He heard them calling on him, and not only did he hear him, he must have heard something other than just noise. What did he hear? He heard faith. No question about it. No question about it. He's the one turns around at the end and tells them it was the faith. Would this have happened if they had not called? Can we presume or assume some way or another that if they hadn't called, that Jesus would have sought them out individually and got them healed? The answer is no. This is a big issue, friend. If they hadn't called, can we assume that they wouldn't have been healed? The answer is yes. You're going to have to think on this some, aren't you? The reason I say it so pointedly is because we still are having to get our minds renewed. There are vestiges of unbelief that's been fed to the church for centuries in this area. And people have not fully embraced or fully heard. People reading here, your faith made you whole. But some way or another think, well, yeah, but you know, now that was Jesus. And he healed them because he was there and Jesus was there and they were there. No, Jesus didn't say you're healed because I'm Jesus. He didn't say you're healed because the Son of God came by. He didn't say you're healed because of this awesome anointing on me. He didn't say the power on me made you whole. He could have said it if he'd wanted to. He didn't say my faith healed you. He could have said that if he'd wanted to. What did he say? Would it be too far to say that Jesus would have said, your faith stopped me. Your faith got my attention. Your faith caused me to minister to you today. What if they hadn't had faith? What if they hadn't believed? What if they hadn't called? Would he have walked on by? The answer is yes. I said, the answer is yes. And if you don't believe that, you better get in this book and get this figured out. Don't take my word for it. If you think, well, no, they'd have been healed anyway because it was the will of God to heal them. Wrong. Yeah. No. They would not have been healed anyway. Did you hear me? Yeah. Why did they call? I said, this applies to every one of us somewhere. Go back to Romans. You have to watch at this stage of things. You'll try to move too fast. Romans 10. Are you back there? Whoever, verse 13, will call on the name of the Lord will be saved. What if they don't call? What if people don't call on the name of the Lord? What if they hear the gospel? They hear the good news message. They see it. They're in services, but they won't call. Will they be saved anyway? No, they won't. Then why would we presume that lesser things, like a healing of the body, would happen automatically? Well, they won't. But then all these things don't happen, and people go and try to preach that some way or another it was God's will for it not to happen. Well, you could equally say that people that didn't call on the name of the Lord and didn't get saved was the will of God not to get saved. Well, it certainly was not. It's not His will that any should perish. And did you notice it didn't just say not His will that any should go to hell, not His will that any should perish. I believe that means in any area. Perish spiritually, perish physically, perish financially. It's just not His will that any of us perish anyway. It's His will that we flourish. Amen. Amen. Not perish. He said, how will they call in Him in whom they have not believed? What's the answer to that? They won't. They won't. Now here's the thing, and the Lord dealt with me about this afternoon late, and there's some people in here tonight, this applies to all of us in a measure, but some people especially, I mean, this is something you ought to get and get it etched in your heart. Unbelief won't call on the Lord. Unbelief won't call. Unbelief sits and says to itself, there's no use. There's no use. That phrase, the Holy Ghost, emphasizes tonight, for there are people here that have said that, it's no use. And as long as you say that, there can be no deliverance for you. There can be no healing for you. You won't call. You believe it's hopeless. And it doesn't have to be healing. It can be in any area of life. It can be with a relationship. It can be with your finances. It can be with your business. It can be with your ministry. And if people, you know, if they had sat there, and especially when the people said, now y'all be quiet, be quiet. What are they telling them? Why would they tell them to be quiet? Aren't they telling them, there's no use. There's no use in you doing this. You're just making a scene. Are they not telling them, there's no use? I'm telling you, I've heard from the Holy Ghost on this tonight. This phrase, He's saying, this is the devil. This is the confusion. This is the thing that is holding people back because they believe it. They've even said it. Well, there, I don't see any use. Why get up and go? You know, that's how people wind up many times in the gutter, hugging a bottle of wine. Why? Because they got to the place where, why get up and go to work? What's the use? I mean, the government's going to get this. And my ex-wife's going to get that. And so, I mean, I'm going in a hole. What's the use? And people get to the place where they quit trying. Husbands and wives get to the place where they quit trying. They haven't been husbands and wives in years and years. They're roommates. They don't like each other much. They quit trying. Why? You even hear people say about, why don't you do that with him? Well, what's the use? Friend, these are death words. That's death to relationships, death to finances, and can be physical death. When they're all yelling at them and hollering at them, shut up! What are they saying? Why do that? There's no reason to do that. But they believe there was a reason. They believed there was some use. They believed what they heard about Jesus. They believed other people got healed. They believed blind eyes can see again.
Amen.
It is possible.
Yeah.
And here's somebody that knows something about it.
Amen.
And they believed he would take time with them. They believed they could receive. They believed there was use.
Amen.
So they reached out.
Amen.
They cried out. They called out. Why? Because they had faith. Their faith caused them to reach out, to continue to try, to reach out and continue to put forth effort. There's been numerous things in our life where it looked like there's no use. No need riding a dead horse now. This pony died yesterday. There's no need to keep going this way. You can see, you know, but if you've heard from God and if you believe, you'll keep getting up and going on. You'll keep getting up and saying it again.
Amen.
You'll keep getting up. They ran the test again. Oh, we're sorry. It's worse than it was last time we looked. And the devil will come and say, what's the use? Making all these confessions, going to church, staying there and hearing them long-winded preachers. What's the use?
Amen.
What is the use? Do you hear me, friend? That is devil talk.
Amen.
That is death talk. That is failure. What's the use? People say that about relationships. Well, what's the use? I can't get ahead here. They don't know me. They don't appreciate me. They don't appreciate my gift. What's the use? Why? What's the use? What am I doing here? What's the use? Friend, if the Lord told you to be there,
amen,
there's a lot of use.
Amen.
There's a lot of reason. But you got to get up and have some faith. You got to believe there's some use and call on the Lord. Call on His name. Call on the Word. Call the money to come in. Call the victory. Call the healing. Call it.
Amen.
What's the use? A lot of use. They believed there was some use. When people said, shut up. They said, Jesus, Son of David, come, have mercy on us. And shut up. They said, Jesus. Why do that? Why tear off the roof? Why press through the crowd?
Amen.
Amen?
Amen.
Why take your last two mites and go throw it in the offering plate? Why? Because there's some use.
Amen.
And everybody who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. He's rich. Mercy and grace and goodness to all that call on Him. Hallelujah.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled The Blind Men Near Jericho, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615, or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R-1031. That's R-1031, and the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evening at 7:30 and Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.